Now turn to part two. You'll hear a radio interview with an American woman called Kate Jenner, who practices the sport of parkour, or free running. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
I'm talking to Kate Jenner, a student in the USA who practices the sport of parkour, which comes from the French for obstacle course, but is more commonly known as free running. Kate, can you tell us about this unusual hobby?
I first heard about it when I was on vacation in France and took it up when I came back to the US. The idea is to move from one point to another as efficiently and quickly as possible. We train to run and jump and climb over obstacles, which can be anything in the surrounding environment like high walls, rocks and trees. It's a lot about personal development.
I can understand the attraction.
Yes, it's an exciting challenge, a mixture of gymnastics and cross-country running, and it requires incredible stamina. People watch action movies and want to model themselves on characters like James Bond. Then they join a parkour club like the one I'm in and realize what dedication is involved in mastering those moves.
So what's needed to take up parkour?
To start training, you have to be fit enough to run at least 5 kilometers. And it's really important to have a healthy diet to keep up your strength. The first thing I learned was how to fall without hurting myself. Because like with all sports, safety is a vital consideration.
You must need a lot of skills and confidence.
You've got to have every athletic skill there is. Endurance, strength, flexibility. You need the agility of a cat. I can do most things, but I do have a problem with balance, especially on any kind of narrow ledge. I'm getting better with practice.
Do you practice parkour in the town or in the countryside?
Both, but I prefer doing it in town. When I'm walking along, I scan every part of my surroundings from courtyards up to rooftops, always on the lookout for possible locations to practice in. Parkour opens your eyes, makes you observant. Before, I was like other people, just looking in the shop windows, but this is a lot more fun.
You're a student. What does your college think of you doing parkour?
They didn't know for a long time. I didn't think they'd be interested or they'd disapprove. But when they found out, I was surprised that they didn't make a fuss about it. In general, parkour enthusiasts respect authority, and if we're asked not to climb on a wall, for example, we don't argue, but just move along.
Did you actually get any encouragement?
People were really interested. I explained to our campus safety director how much planning goes into parkour and gave him a demonstration. He called it architecture acrobatics, which I thought was a nice description. And this semester, I'm doing a study with our biomechanics professor to assess the effect on the body of various landing techniques.
That sounds very positive.
I suppose the authorities recognize that parkour helps people to acquire desirable habits. People who practice it want to improve themselves and are focused on success. Anyway, the result is I'm hoping to be allowed to teach parkour classes at the college. I know there'll be a lot of interest, though insurance could be an issue.
Is the world at large familiar with parkour now?
Pretty well. It's getting more respectable. I've just spent a week in Los Angeles doing parkour for a soft drink commercial. I got a dozen t-shirts printed with our club symbol and some incredibly expensive trainers as payment. And it's getting better known. People are joining clubs all the time.
And what about publicity?
Our club hopes to become part of a national sports association, and we're negotiating for $5,000 worth of funding from a company that creates video games. If we get it, we'll use the money to spread the word about parkour and get beginners started with free instruction.
Now you'll hear part two again.
I'm talking to Kate Jenner, a student in the USA who practices the sport of parkour, which comes from the French for obstacle course, but is more commonly known as free running. Kate, can you tell us about this unusual hobby?
I first heard about it when I was on vacation in France and took it up when I came back to the US. The idea is to move from one point to another as efficiently and quickly as possible. We train to run and jump and climb over obstacles, which can be anything in the surrounding environment like high walls, rocks and trees. It's a lot about personal development.
I can understand the attraction.
Yes, it's an exciting challenge, a mixture of gymnastics and cross-country running, and it requires incredible stamina. People watch action movies and want to model themselves on characters like James Bond. Then they join a parkour club like the one I'm in and realize what dedication is involved in mastering those moves.
So what's needed to take up parkour?
To start training, you have to be fit enough to run at least 5 kilometers. And it's really important to have a healthy diet to keep up your strength. The first thing I learned was how to fall without hurting myself. Because like with all sports, safety is a vital consideration.
You must need a lot of skills and confidence.
You've got to have every athletic skill there is. Endurance, strength, flexibility. You need the agility of a cat. I can do most things, but I do have a problem with balance, especially on any kind of narrow ledge. I'm getting better with practice.
Do you practice parkour in the town or in the countryside?
Both, but I prefer doing it in town. When I'm walking along, I scan every part of my surroundings from courtyards up to rooftops, always on the lookout for possible locations to practice in. Parkour opens your eyes, makes you observant. Before, I was like other people, just looking in the shop windows, but this is a lot more fun.
You're a student. What does your college think of you doing parkour?
They didn't know for a long time. I didn't think they'd be interested or they'd disapprove. But when they found out, I was surprised that they didn't make a fuss about it. In general, parkour enthusiasts respect authority, and if we're asked not to climb on a wall, for example, we don't argue, but just move along.
Did you actually get any encouragement?
People were really interested. I explained to our campus safety director how much planning goes into parkour and gave him a demonstration. He called it architecture acrobatics, which I thought was a nice description. And this semester, I'm doing a study with our biomechanics professor to assess the effect on the body of various landing techniques.
That sounds very positive.
I suppose the authorities recognize that parkour helps people to acquire desirable habits. People who practice it want to improve themselves and are focused on success. Anyway, the result is I'm hoping to be allowed to teach parkour classes at the college. I know there'll be a lot of interest, though insurance could be an issue.
Is the world at large familiar with parkour now?
Pretty well. It's getting more respectable. I've just spent a week in Los Angeles doing parkour for a soft drink commercial. I got a dozen t-shirts printed with our club symbol and some incredibly expensive trainers as payment. And it's getting better known. People are joining clubs all the time.
And what about publicity?
Our club hopes to become part of a national sports association, and we're negotiating for $5,000 worth of funding from a company that creates video games. If we get it, we'll use the money to spread the word about parkour and get beginners started with free instruction.
That's the end of part two.